Dvar Halacha and Chavis Alvogus, Wednesday night, or the Tesh Elul, 30th of August. Okay, the Shir on the David Hashem Ori B'Yishi will take place at 8:30, Mitz Hashem. We had the mezuzah checking, tefillin checking, very poor attendance at the Shir the fellow gave. It was an amazing Shir. He explained all the things that could go wrong with your tefillin and with your mezuzahs and what causes them. All different, the elements, neglect, the sun. He really explained a lot of things. And, okay, a couple of people heard him and they gained from it. But in that spirit, I wanted to talk about tonight. It's always a question. People sometimes realize it, sometimes they don't. You take off your mezuzahs to be checked, and you put them back, do you make a bracha? When do you make a bracha? Do you make a bracha? So actually, it really follows along the pattern. If you take off your tzitzis or a talis, that's probably is the most common scenario where the question is, when do you have to make a new bracha when you put it back on? When you take off your talis, it's hot, you're taking it off for a half hour, for an hour, for 2 hours. So by mezuzah, it's not exactly the same. It's rarely two things are mamish the same. But the rule of thumb is that if it's off overnight, you have to give it into check. You have no eitzah. You can't say, I'm not going to be without a mezuzah, so I'm not checking my mezuzah. You have to check your mezuzah, and especially an outside mezuzah, especially you have to check. But he explained why even an inside mezuzah you have to check. He explained this night. And if you have to check it, you can't be with a mezuzah, that's all. There's loaner mezuzahs now, both here in town. There's loaner mezuzahs, you can borrow a mezuzah. Mezuzah doesn't have to belong to you. But, okay, so overnight the rule of thumb is you make a new bracha when you put it back on. After that, if it's not overnight, you give it in the morning and you get it a few hours later back. So it's sort of a sliding scale. You have to ask a shayla. It's a function of time, how much time elapsed. If you slept, people don't realize, if you slept, it lends itself to having to make a new bracha, just like by the tzitzis and by the talis. So here also you slept when it was off. If you put it back on a different door, you probably have to make a new bracha always. If it was up before you took it down to be checked, it was up by a different owner or by a different renter, and he made the bracha. And now you took it down to check, so again you have to make a bracha when you put it back. If a different person made the original bracha. And if there's a problem with the mezuzah, just another example, if there's a problem with the mezuzah, but it can be fixed, which is, you can have such scenarios, the mezuzah has to be written kasidron, so a real problem can't be fixed. But many times it's a problem, but it can be fixed. So if that happens also, there's a sort of an automatic Hesach Hadas, and you have to make a new bracha. Kids always ask a shayla, and there's different factors that go into it. I said if it was a shayla, except that it could be fixed. That's what I said. Okay, now we'll learn a Chavis Halov Shara Bitochon. We're in the last parak of Shara Bitochon. He's talking about obstacles to Bitochon. And now he says something very interesting. Umeham, another obstacle to Bitochon, is Netoso Alasibus Akrobos. The human mind usually ascribes what's happening to the closest, what to him or her is the obvious cause. Let's say you fall down and you bump your nose starts bleeding. So you say, why is my nose bleeding? You say, well, that's a funny question. It's bleeding because I fell down and I hit it on the floor. That's not really why it's bleeding. It's bleeding because it was a Gzeirin Shemayim that your nose should bleed. And so the person, Netoso, his inclination is to ascribe things al Hasibus Akrovos, the immediate causes as he sees them. Ashehu Roa Olson, V'lo Yeda, then he says a fascinating thing. The truth is the inverse. Ki Ha'ilos, the causes, the closer they are to the result, As we'll give an example, and you'll see exactly what he means. The closer the Siba is, the closer in time, the closer in what you see as the immediate cause, and you see it, that has the least power to change and to mitigate and to not harm you. And the further the Siba, if you follow the chain all the way up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's the farthest, so to speak, from what's actually happening to you right now, in terms of the links of the chain, then the greater the power to help you or to harm you or to give a severe clap or to be meichel the clap. And Kamo, and he gives a beautiful example. You'll cut it right away. But this is all of life is like this, and we don't look at it that way. Kamo HaMelech, who wrote to La'anos Echad Me'avodav, a king wants to punish one of his subjects, so he wants to give him lashes. So the king gives an order. He gives an order to the Mishnah. He gives an order to the Mishnah Melech. The Mishnah mitzvah the Hasar, and he gives the order to the minister. Hatsar mitzvah the Hashoter. The minister gives the order to the chief of police. Hashoter mitzvah the Sajotot. He gives it to the officer in charge of that section of the city. And the Sajotot mitzvah the Hanoksim. They actually whip the person. Now, who's the closest Siva? You say, why am I getting, who's giving me the lashes? You say, I'm going to look at this guy, he's giving me the lashes. But who has the least power to not give you the lashes, or it doesn't do any good if he doesn't give you the lashes, because the police officer is going to just send someone else. Really, the whip is the least. Because the whip is just a kli in the hands of the person. So that's really the most immediate siva, but that has the least power of all to change what's happening to you. They don't have any will of their own, they're just tools in the hands of the guy whipping. The hanoksim, the whippers, Yosei Yecholim Mehakelim, they have more control than the Kelim, but they have less control than the Sadatiot. The Yosei Mehanoksim, the Hashoter Yosei Mehasadatiot, the Hasar Yosei Mehashoter, the Hamishna Yosei Mehasar. But who's the only one that can be Moichel, the punishment? Is the king in his palace, very, very far away, so to speak. You don't see him. You don't even think of the king. You just know you're getting Yishmaish. The Hamelech Yosei Mikulam, Neshem Yirtze Yimchalo. This is a beautiful example of everything in life. The weakness or strength of the causes to cause what they cause is based on, they'll vary according to their nearness or remoteness from him, but in the inverse way than he thinks. So the nimshal is very obvious. You fall on the floor and your nose bleeds, so you think that's why your nose is bleeding, but that's the least of everything. And you go up the line of command, the chain of command, and the only one really that can change anything in your life, and to rely on to change anything in your life, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu.